from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. A number as high as 14 new COVID-19 cases has been rare lately for the Porcupine Health Unit, but that's the number today. One of them is in Timmins, 13 in the area between Smooth Rock Falls and Matheson. The annual Timmins Police Christmas Toy Drive is tomorrow outside the Bargain Shop on Algonquin Boulevard. Most of the new toys donated to the cause are distributed to families at Christmas based on who Victim Services says needs them. But Communications Coordinator Mark DePozzi says some are saved for other times of the year.
We do have a holdback for those persons who are, based on their interactions with Victim Services, might be in need of a little reassurance in terms of a plush toy or some form of gift that will ease that person's anxiety, that child's anxiety.
The toy drive is from 10 tomorrow morning until 2 in the afternoon. When you head into the bush looking for the perfect Christmas tree this weekend, you can cut one down on Crown land under certain conditions. MNRF spokesperson Megan Forbes says only one tree per household per year is allowed. Only north of the Mattawa and French Rivers. It can't be sold. And she cautions that not all Crown lands are managed by the Natural Resources Ministry.
For example, on some highway corridors, they might be managed by the Ministry of Transportation. So we encourage residents to obtain prior permission to cut a tree from the appropriate ministry or agency.
On our website, we have a link to find out what is Crown land, what isn't, and which ministry is responsible. One more thing, you can't legally cut down more than one tree looking for the perfect one. Finally, this afternoon, you're hearing it here first. Our region has Ontario's first open snowmobile trail of the season. Cochrane Polar Bear Riders President Kenny Johnson says they've opened about 20 kilometers of Top A in their territory and another 10 kilometers of A103 up to Silver Queen Lake.
In a few years, this early. Conditions are great. The motels are currently, from my ear, sold out for Christmas break, and pretty soon the town will be full of foot.
More trails will open as soon as possible. Johnson says work is also underway to get permission from landowners to cross their properties. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.